Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Makot is a very sad and happy last daf. We can't say goodbye, so we can only say Leitraot. But we'll do that at the end of the daf. And that's daf Chof Dalid. And we're holding the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Beit, four lines up from the bottom. Dorash Rabbi Smaloi. Sheish Meot V'Shloish Esrei Mitzvot Nemru Lo Moshe. So as we learned before, we understood that the whole relationship of this perek, and therefore the, shows us the Masechet as a whole, is an analysis not of the dinim of Makot per se, but how it is that Makot relates to an understanding of the Azores of all of the Torah Kula, which is the interrelationship of its mitzvahs, including the question of the mitzvahs asay, where there's also a chi of karas, and whether there is a din of makas on a mitzvahs asay, which was the first thing that we established. It has to be an azora, and the interrelationship of the loisach samshorbadishai that we went into in detail. And therefore, now to sum up, the Masechet Rabbi Smaloi begins with the Kabbalah that we have, that there were 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Out of them, Shalosh Meot V'Shishim V'Chamesh. Those are mitzvot lo ta'aseh, k'minyan yemot ha'chama, and that's the number of days in the solar year, so that every day in the year has a yichud to a particular azara that you have to be careful about. And Matayim Arbaim V'Shmoneh, the 248 Ramach mitzvot ta'aseh, k'neged Evarav Shel Adam, connected to 248 ossification centers in the body, which becomes ultimately the full development of the guf. And there's Ramazim as well, as you know, to every single day of the year also being connected a lotase in terms of the Shasa Gidim. There is also 365 different ligaments and nerve centers aside from this the skeletal development, which the Balei Kabbalah point out, is connected also. This is the famous thing that we've discussed many times, like, for instance, the Inyan of Tisha B'Av and its relationship to the Inyan of the idea of the Gid HaNasheh. So it's the day and also the Gid that it relates to. But in any event, where is the premise to this? Says Rav Hanunah, it's Mamish Posek. Torah Tzivala Nu Moshe. What is Torah? Torah Begematria. If you take a look at the Gematria of Torah, you come out with 611. And when we had Anochi and Lo Yielacha, so that we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said. Those first two Tzivuyim. There it says, Anochi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, Kaviyochol, directly, as the Rambam explained it in the Mer Nevuchim. So those we heard, not Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, those we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Add those two to the Tov Vav Resh Hei, which is the 611 that we heard directly from Moshe, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is 613. So even though there are 613 mitzvahs, each of which is, as we said, connected the actual days, and it's talking about the ways in which it's connected the gidim and atzamos of an individual, so that if you really want it to be an Adam Sholem, each of these is actually a fundamental concept which sheds its light over the entirety of our existence, physically and mentally and spiritually. So you would think that each one of them has to be constantly seen in context of the other, because after all, these are all foundational concepts, and you're not going to be able to have a real connection to any single mitzvah that you do if you don't have at least a clarity of what the foundations are of their entirety. And that's the Azlo Evosh Babiti Kol Mitzvah. It has to be a recognition of all of them. Recognizing this problem, David HaMelech came along and he created a foundation of 11. And in that, there is possible for a person to concentrate on that, even though our brains have become worn down to the point where nowadays 15 minutes of concentration is way more than you can expect from a human being. So, you know, we have to reduce classroom time and psychotherapy time to 7.5 minutes at this point, you know, and it just, of course, they still charge the same an hour is now 7.5 minutes, but you know how it goes. But in any event, so because of recognizing that breakdown in our mentality, so David HaMelech came along and was miming everything on 11 essential yesodos, which we don't recognize directly as where those come into the mitzvahs, which is not surprising if you're looking at things that are more emotional that we're able to relate to directly. And that's Mizmor LeDavid. So he says, Beferish, Hashem, mi yagur b'alecha, mi yishkon b'har kodshecha. So that means that obviously a person that is going to be mekayim the things that I'm about to say is an individual who is shayach to the Beis HaMikdash and is able to live together with the Shekhinah. That means that these are the Yesodos. So first of all, there's Hoylech Tamim. The person walks straight with a certain fundamental innocence in which not everything has to be, the world revolves around him and trying to see everything from his point of view and justify and vindicate and so on. He's Hoylech Tamim, Ufayel Tzedek. That's number two. To whatever he does with a straightforwardness in his actions and works to make the world that way. Dover emet bilvavo. He says the truth to himself. Lo ragal alishono. He doesn't carry any kind of lashon hara ever. Lo asah l're'eo ra'ah. The Gemara is going to go through specific examples of each type of thing. He's never done evil to someone. Cherpa lo nasal krovo. He doesn't. There's two in Yonim on this. Okay, we'll see. But he doesn't carry any kind of disgraceful thing against his own krovim, which can also mean that he doesn't suffer the cherpa of the korov because he's attacking them. Nivzeh, a person who is nivzeh, who is a disgusting person, in his eyes is nimas, it's nauseating, he doesn't want to be near such a person. Et yirei Hashem yechabed, and he has kovod for those who have yirei shamayim. He'll even take a shvua laharav, which is going to hurt him, like a shvua for a tainis and whatever. We'll see examples of the extremes of these behaviors. Velo yamir, he's not going to change his mind about it. Kaspo lo natan b'neshech, doesn't take any interest but lending money. Shochad al nakilo lakach, doesn't accept any kind of influence on the way that his mind thinks about an innocent person. Ose eile lo yimot olam, a person like this will never in any way fall. So let's give examples of what these people that were like this are. So the Hoylech Tamim, it's obviously is a reference to Avram Avinu, which this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extra special message to Mitalech Lefanai Veheye Tamim, that this becomes the essence of the achievement of a Hoylech Tamim, not just a Tamimus, but a Halicha Yisalech Lefanai. A Poyal Tzedek, you know what that's like? Abba Chilkiah. Abba Chilkiah was so incredible. This is Gavi's neighbor. He's so lucky to have such neighbors. So Abba Chilkiah was a person that refused to even answer a question when he was working for someone else. He doesn't take the other person's time to be able to act as if this is his life. It's not his life when he's being paid by somebody else, and it's as if he's not there himself. Dover Emes Bilvavo. That's like the famous Rav Safra, the Maisa, where he was saying Kriyat Shema, and somebody came in and offers him a price, and he was in his mind, he wanted to accept it, but he couldn't interrupt. And the guy kept raising the price, thinking that he was ignoring him. And at the end, he insisted on only going with the original price because it was Bilvavo. So that was Dover and that Bilvavo. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. Lo ragala lishono. This is Yaakov Avinu. Because look, Yaakov Avinu could have spoken about Esav. I mean, he could have told Yitzchak Avinu instead of going in there and pulling all of the shtick and risking his life. And, you know, he was terrified if Yitzchak is going to think Yaakov is a phony. Who knows what kind of klolas, like he says to his mother, I'll bring a klola on myself. He could have explained the maisim of Esav to Yitzchak. He didn't for a moment discuss such a thing. Instead, he says, Ulai yimusheni aviv ayiti beinav kimita ateya. So he's taking all of that chances, and Rivka has to persuade him, and so on. Lo asalere eu ra'a means shelo yarad l'umanut chavero. There's a person who would never think of opening a competitive business where somebody else already has the parnasa that he's making. V'cherpa lo nasa al krova. This is someone who is mekarev et krova. So he's makariv them, and he's mitaking them, and he helps them, so that he isn't noisei on them charpa. Nivzeh, a person that is nivzeh, doesn't matter who that person is and how close he is to him, he is nauseated. Zeh Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo took his own father, Ochaz, and because of the Avodah Zorah of Ochaz, he was girer atzmot aviv b'mitasha chavalim. That's mamish mo'us. So to treat his own father as if he's repulsive. And that's because he was a nivze in terms of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'et yirei Hashem yechabed. That refers to Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. Now it's true that when the Melech is Barabim, so he's not allowed to be Mezalzel in his Malchus. But if he wasn't Barabim, b'sha'a sh'aya ro'eh tamid chacham, Hayao made me kiso, Tamat Chacham would walk in, he would stand up from his own kise hamalchus. He would run over and would hug him and would kiss him. Vikorelo avi, avi, rebi, rebi, meri, meri. And that, the fact that I'm a melech is nothing to what I feel to you. Nishba lahara velo yamir. That's like the mice of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan would say, let's say they had mice with the nasi, invited Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to be invited and to be bothered by anything like that. So he would take a neder that is in a tainis. Now that type of neder is really not a real neder, like the Gemara says. Those are like, we have the four nedarim that aren't binding, but he wouldn't be semach on that. He would actually keep that tainis just in order that it should be, that's what I said, that's what I do. Kaspo lonatan b'neshech, that is that he doesn't even take ribis from Ovdeko Chavim, even though he's mutter to do that, but he's afraid he'll get into the mindset of this money is really mine to do what I want with. Shochad al naki, lo yikach, that was that incredible story that we had of Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, where he was sitting bedin, and he had a sharecropper. So that sharecropper wanted to come into din. So he comes in on a Monday or a Thursday, and he was supposed to be bringing to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, the profits of the crops. And it was due on Sunday. So the previous day that he could come into court, he brought it with him. So he wouldn't have to come twice. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi sees him and says, why are you bringing this to me today? So he says, I'm bringing it because I needed to come anyway, because I wanted to be in a din. So he said, I'm sorry, I'm puzzled for you for din. That shochat, it was his own money. It was money the person needed to bring him. He needs to bring it for his own purposes. And as Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi points out over there in Tzuvos, that in the din, which was, in, he gave it to some of the other dayanim to be done, and he found himself trying to figure out why it is that that guy was right and that he should pask like him, even though he wasn't the dayan. So my gosh, if it never even came to me and I posled myself for din, can you imagine the way that a person's ridiculous brain is warped by the slightest type of sheikhat al-naki? Okay, so those were the 11. And then it says, Ose ele lo yimot olam, somebody who does this is never going to fall. And when Rebbe Gamliel would come to that pasuk, he would burst into tears. He would say, good heavens, manda avidlu lakulo, udalo yomud. Only a person who does all of those things. I mean, here we've got like one individual that is the paradigm of each one of these anhagas, and you're telling me I, as an individual, can only be sure that lo amut if I do all of that? How am I ever going to reach such a madriga? It's possible for a person to be a payot tzedek, and he should still fall in life? I said, it doesn't say osa kol eila. It says osa eila. And anyway, even if it would say osa kol eila, if you think it always means literally that it has to be all, and if it says al titamu b'chol eila, so what do you think? You're only tame if you touch. Here it's not talking about touching, it's talking about the arayas. Only if you sleep with all of the arayas, then you're going to be metame yourself. Elalav beachas. When it says bichol leila, even there it means beachas bichol leila. So chinami beachat mikol leila. Anyway, that was in the days of David HaMelech, where concentration time had been reduced from a year to a month. You know, so we had to break things down. But then things got a lot worse, and by the time Yeshayahu came around, he had to break it down to 6 Yesodos. So, by Yeshayahu, ve'emidam al sheish. What does it say there? Echtiv. Holeich tzedakot. V'dover meisharim. So, somebody, he walks with tzedakah. He speaks with honesty. Mo'es bevetza ma'ashakot. And he is disgusted by any type of the Goyim call the response of Yisrael a non-proportionate. So he's taking a non-proportionate profit that disgusts him. Disproportionate. Sorry. Noer kapav mitpoch b'shochad. He shakes his hands from having in any way holding something that is even resembles a bribe. Otemos no mishmoa damim. He never listens to the news. He closes his ears from hearing about all of this blood and lashon hara. Otseme nav, he certainly shuts off his TV. He never will watch even Channel 14, you know. Miraot bara, just to look at the ra that's being reported. He doesn't want to see. So again, we'll go through each one of them, as we said before. Holech tzedakot is a reference to Avram Avinu. Tehtiv kiedatayiv lemana sheyitzaved banavet beito acharav v'shomru derech Hashem la'asot tzedaka. That's the Holech tzedakos. And that is a perfect example. The second one was Dover Meshorim. This is inumaknit b'nei chaviru b'rabim. Even someone who has to give tochocha is careful not to say anything that would embarrass him. Mo'es bevetza mi'ashakot. That was like Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, where the mice was over there. They brought to Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha reishis hageis. And he asked the guy, well, you never seen him before. He says to him, where do you come from? So he says, I come from such and such a place. So he says to him, and what, there's not a single coin in your place that you schlepped the reishis hageis to Barnea? You couldn't have given it to someone in your own city? Of course, the response was, every city is Barnea's neighborhood. But that wasn't enough for him. So because of that, he felt that in accepting even the reishis hageis of a coin that generally would have been the one that took it, it's like he's stealing from him. So that is actually extortion, ashakot. Mo'es bevetza me'ashakot. Beautiful.
It's sheer pleasure.
Very good. No'er kapav mitemoch b'shochad. This Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi. And that would be the same mindset we had before, which was it was his own money. And nonetheless, he felt it was mashpia on his judgment. Otemos no mishmoa damim. It was a person who would hear somebody say something bad about a Talmud Chacham, and he would smash the guy, like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Remember the story of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that after he died, he told his wife that she can leave his body in the house because she can be absolutely sure that he is shalem, and he will never really decay. And one day she sees that there's a worm that crawled out of his ear. And she thought, that's it. Apparently he's going to actually deteriorate. And he came to her in a dream and he said to her, no, chas v'chalila. It happened that I one time didn't smash the guy with punching him in the nose. And I didn't tell him enough what a bum he is of speaking something that is ra against the Talmud Chacham. Because at that time that I wasn't mochiach properly, that's why it's as if I heard for that one time. That was what that siman. Number six was Otsem Einav Miraot Bara. That's like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, this refers to someone who is Eino Mistakel Ben Hashim B'Sha'ah She'omdot Al Akvisa. So if he was walking, now, L'maisa L'chatchila, you're not supposed to walk in a place where you're exposed to anything that might turn you on. So there was places where the women used to do the laundry. Of course, they used to do the laundry. They used to roll up their skirts and they would bend over and so on. So he wants to get a good look. That person who walks there is mamish. I mean, that's like you're going to be mistaka b'erva. But he, when he would have no other way to go, he would actually shut his eyes as he walked by them. Uchtiv. So then, Yishayahu completes the pasuk, the next pasuk. Such a person is going to end up as if he lives in the Shamayim. Betzodot Tzlaim Bizgabo, Lachmon Nitan, Mimav Ne'amanim. A person like that can be absolutely certain. Anyway, but that was Yishayahu. By the time Micha came, the maximum that our brains could tolerate was three mitzvahs that were foundational. He already told you what is good. You want to know what is good? What does he demand of you, ask of you? Do justice and love chesed, avat chesed, and those things that you do that are even expression of that incredible chesed that you're ready to do. Atznei alechet im elokecha. So the asot mishpat, those are things that have to do with obvious din. Straightforward, just, you know, like lo yaseh mishpat, like Avraham Avinu says. That's the thing that every person understands. It just adds up. This is right. That's the din. Avat chesed is gemilut chasadim. Atznei alechet is the type of things which are gemilut chasadim and which generally bring a person a lot of recognition. You can get your name written in the front of the art scroll, you know, and it becomes your addition. But this person, even if it's talking about his maitzi and mace tekvura, I mean, maitzi and mace tekvura, everybody knows who's the one that is in the front of the funeral and organize the community. I mean, he makes sure that even those things that are done in the public, nobody realizes that it's him. Or achnasas kala, he's not the one that anybody realizes is behind the wedding. Things that normally, I mean, everybody knows about, and like we're talking about over here, a funeral, a wedding, I mean, Omra Taratz Ne'alechet, over there, be careful not to expose yourself. If these are things, like you're trying to give, somebody is desperately ill, nobody knows about it, you do it betzina, or to provide psychiatry for somebody. Those are things that nobody would know about. Alachas kama v'kama. That nobody should be let to know about the things that you do. Anyway, Yishayahu came back again, and he realized, now this is not going to be enough. I mean, reducing things, people, well, I'm going to reduce things to what, to six? I mean, that's ridiculous. And I see Micha's talking about three things. How are people going to remember three things to be miyaseh their minds on? So he had a spare. And that spare was two things. Chazer Yishayahu ve'amidam al shtayim. Shnemar, ko amar Hashem, shimru mishpat ve'asu tzedakah. So that's the krova yeshuati lavo v'tzidkati legalot. So all that we need to concentrate on is bishpat and tzedakah, which of course was what it was that Avram Avinu was teaching his children, lasot tzedakah u'mishpat, until at last Amos came, and he realized we need one basic idea that will lead you to everything else. Ba'amos midan al achat. Shenemar ko amar Hashem lebeit Yisrael, dirshuni v'chyu. If you'll constantly search for me, then you're going to end up being able to survive and discover the nature of life. Maskev lo renachon ba'yitzchak ha, dirshuni v'chyu. You consider that to be aimed on one thing? Maybe that's everything. I mean, dirshuni could mean, and I thought that was the whole point, dirshuni could mean in every way. Dirshuni b'chola terakula, which would mean that adaraba, he would be saying, make sure that you always have in mind all tariag mitzvahs and everything. I mean, how do you know that it means that that takes the place of the awareness of the tariag mitzvahs? That's not the point. The correct end is chapakuk. Elaba chapakuk ve'emidan alachat. And what was that? Mitzadik be'emunato yichyeh. That the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognizing the nature of emuna, your own emuna. And if you stick to that, remember we explained that getter of emuna as being the Baalei Amana, like Chulda V'Bor, a person who has an integrity with the entirety of his life, in which everything holds together, that integrity itself creates a wholesomeness and a holistic self, which by definition is integrating all of the various elements that it's aware of every single mitzvah, and that's the nature of the person. So that is basically the yisod by which you can end up living. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina. Well, actually, if we're talking about the development over time, then what one Navi says being very different than what another Navi says. I mean, look at the, is it not so then what David HaMelech said? Is it not so what Yeshayo said at the beginning until he was Chayzer? So the point is that there is a structure to the entirety of reality that actually takes into consideration essentially this idea of Tzadik Bemenoso Yichya. Remember that we see in Chazal that tzaddik is always a reference also, kavayocho letzaddiko shel olam, is the lashon of the Medrash. So that tzaddiko shel olam also has a emuna in his world, remember. Hemin be'olamo and bar'o, like the Tosef brings in the beginning of Brachas from the Yerushalmi. So here, it's the entirety that represents the ultimate emuna, and therefore, you will find what appear to be contradictions, but are really the shlemus of a vision that is as it's developed over time. So, Homer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina, take a look. We find Arba Gezeres. Moshe Rabbeinu, you'd think, was a pretty good Navi, you know? And he said four terrible things about Yisrael, terrible in their implications. And four other Nevi'im, over the course of time, they came along and they canceled the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you think, how is that possible? Moshe Omar, Vayishkoin Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov. Now, what does that imply? That yes, if you're looking for what? Security. That's only where it's Betach, when you could see, be there completely Betach Badad, entirely on your own, without dependence on anyone else, but only if it's in Yaakov. You need to be on the Madriga of Yaakov Avinu. So Ein means Ke'en. Ba Amos Ubitla. Amos came along and he said Beferish, this incredible pusik that is aimed directly against Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha. Va Omar Hashem Elohim, I'm begging you, Chadolna, Mi Yakum Yaakov Kikatonu. You're expecting to see Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov has shrunk. This is all that we are. Please stop expecting more. Leave us alone. Chadolna, what an amazing thing to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking directly to this pasuk. What do you mean, Ein Yaakov? Yaakov is very small. So take a little Yaakov. That should be enough. And Imamish was mevatel the words of Moshe. How do we know that he was mevatel it? Because take a look at what it says in the next pasuk. Nicham Adonai azot gam hi. Lo tiyeh. Amar Adonai Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind about it. And even though he originally had heard what Moshe Rabbeinu had said, and this is Mamish Losh we had of Ula before. Adatehe, let it be like this. Good enough. The next thing Moshe said, it says in the Teichacha, you're not going to find any kind of peace and tranquility when you're in the Goyim among, you think you're going to go to Borough Park and things will be tranquil. Comes along Yirmiyahu and he says, Aloch Largio, the same word, Aloch Largio Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go and bring Rigia, the same words, tranquility to Yisrael who is scattered begolus. The third thing Moshe said, is poked avon avot albanim, so that the children will suffer because of what it is that their fathers did. Comes along Yecheskel, and he's mevatel those words completely. Of course, there it's talking about where he continues with the mice of the aves, but he says, hein kol anefashot li, hine kenefesh ha'av uchenefesh ha'bein li, there's no such thing as a child who's going to be dying because of things that a father did. Mamish, against Moshe. The fourth thing, Moshe says, Vavatem Bagoyim, so as part of the earlier klalos, Achlotchem Eretz Oyvechem, even that by Yeshayov Amar, and what happened to the Avudim? So you see that when Moshe Rabbeinu says, you will be lost, means forever. And here it says, Beferish, the Shofar Gadol of Mashiach will bring back those people that were lost. Omar Rav, I'll tell you, the pasuk that you just quoted scares the hell out of me. Mistafino mihaikra. Vavatem bagoyim means that we're lost. There won't be anything left. Maskeflor of Papa, well, who says? What makes you think that that's what it has to mean? Dilma kaveda mitpakesha. Maybe to be lost is to be searched for. And actually, you see so beautifully, that's exactly the way that David HaMelech speaks about it. Ta'iti kiseh oved. I've been straying around like a lost sheep, use the same lashon, oved, bakeshavdecha, look for me, search for me, find me. So maybe that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant also, that you will feel yourselves lost and you'll be searching to be searched for, so that in the end that's a bracha. So why are you so frightened? You're right, that's not the part that scared me, says Rab. It's the last part that scares me. Vachla etchem eretz oyvechem. You'll be eaten alive by becoming part of the countries that you go to, and that becomes your identity, and that becomes yourself. That is horrifying. Maki flamarzuta, even that doesn't scare me. Maybe when it says va'achlatchem, it means achlatchem the way that, you know, you go into your garden, and you take kishuim and diluim. I mean, you don't get every pumpkin and every gourd off of the vines, you know. It's a pumpkin patch. So maybe Klal Yisrael is like a pumpkin patch. Yes, they eat some pumpkins here and there, and they have their Halloweens, but that doesn't mean that every single one is gone, and it doesn't mean, chas v'chalila, that Yisrael would perish. Anyway, now we find this concept that we just spoke about, of the way in which the original Nevi'ah is related over the course of time to an entirety of the vision, is this famous Maisa, Kfar Haya Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, Rebbe Yoshua, Rebbe Akiva, Malchin Baderech, V'shamu kol amonah shalromi miplata. They were walking along and they could hear the incredible noise of the civilization of Rome, even though they were, there's different lashonis over here, what exactly, miplata, could mean plata is a lotion of the just be flat, what's being pushed out. Or mi flata could mean the central downtown of Rome, or there's actually a city that might mean this, which the Mesoras Hashas brings here, Putilus, which Barnea will tell us about. It's not very near Rome, that's for sure. It's almost like 150 miles, and they could hear the noise, basically, the constant noise that you hear in civilization. They heard that from so far away, and it was Berichuk Me'av Esrim Mil, Itchilu Bochim, they started to cry. So all of the others, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Azariah, and Rabbi Yeshua, were crying. Rabbi Akiva, as usual, he starts laughing. Amru lo, ma atam misachek, what's wrong with you? Amar lo, I understand, what's with you guys? Atem mipnei ma atem bochim? Amru lo, look at these. Alalu kushim, that's kushim, is not kushim, it's a censor fear of mentioning the goyim, these Christians. Shemishtachavim la'atzabim, umekatrim la'avodes kechavim. These guys, they bring their incense in their churches. They bow down to crosses and men. And they look at them, look at them. Yoshvim betach vashket, just look at them. Everything that they want, as if the world is their oyster. Ve'anu, beit adom ragle Eloheinu saruf. Here, the Beis HaMikdash, which is Kavayochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own footstool, is saruf be'esh. Ve'lo nechbe, we're not supposed to cry? Amar lahem, oh, how odd. That's exactly why I was laughing. L'kachani mitzachek. Umala ovrei ritzonokach. L'osei ritzonon l'achad kama v'kama. These people, look what they have for the few moments in which they dwell in peace between their wars of destruction and their barbarianism. So they have a few minutes of happiness for the decency that they had in the world. What did the Romans ever do for us? Can you imagine? Those were osei ritzonai. Klal Yisrael went through so much to do the ritzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's inconceivable, the madrega of the zechus and the sechar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be giving to Klal Yisrael. Shuv pa'am achat hayu olim l'Yerushalayim. They were once on their way up to Yerushalayim. They get to Har HaTzofim, where you can see the Makom HaMikdash. The halacha is that over there, kar'u b'gdeyem, you have to actually tear your clothing. Kivan shehigi al Har HaBayit. They get up to the Har HaBayit and they see a shu'al sheyatzah mibeit kodesh HaKadoshim. They see a fox coming from the place where the kodesh HaKadoshim had stood. They start to cry. Rabbi Akiva again starts laughing. Amru lo mipnei ma atam mitzachek. Amar lahem mipnei ma atam bochim. Amru, what's the matter with you? Makom shekosu ba'azar hakarev yumat. Even if the greatest Adam Gadol was not a Kohen, would go into there, he would die. And now you have animals, foxes, that are crawling over it. Velo nifke. Amar lahem, that's exactly why I was laughing. How do you like that? Dichtiv, ya'ida li'edim ne'emanim et Uriah ha'kohen ve'et Zechariah ben Yevarechiah. And, I mean, that's, I don't understand. What exactly does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean when Yeshayahu explains that the Shekhinah said that the Edus of Navi, two Naviim, Uriah Kohen and Zechariah ben Yevarech, there's no connection between those people. There's centuries between those people. What is going on over here? Ma'inyan, Uriah etzel Zechariah? Uriah was during the Mikdash Rishon. Well, we find, you know, in one pasuk a mention of Uriah and Uriah Kohen, that he was a Navi, and he was during the time of the Mikdash Rishon, and Zechariah was during the time of the Mikdash Sheni. I mean, these are so many centuries apart. I don't get it. So why are they put together? This is like a summary, almost, of the concept that we've been discussing here. The way in which the totality of the meaning of the Nevi'ah is only seen over time in its fullness. And Torah is saying, look, you have to put those two Nevi'ahs together. In Uriah, this is what we're looking at now. that the whole Tzion itself is going to be turned into. Now, there's a whole discussion over in Tosfos. I mean, where does it say that this is coming from Uriah? Because actually, these are psukim from Michatas. But he explains why we're tailored back in the Nevi'ahs of Uriah HaKohen. But Biglachem Tzion Sadete Charesh V'Yerushalayim Yin Tiyev Harabayit L'Vamot Yar. That's what we're seeing. The Harabayit turned into Vamot Yar. But then, in Zechariah, it says, Od Yeshvu Zekenim U'Zekenot B'Rechovot Yerushalayim. So, you know, I'll tell you why I'm laughing. Because until I saw the complete Churban, which is the Nevuah of Uriah, with my own eyes, and I experience what it means that the Beis HaMikdash will be reduced to Bamot Yar, in which there are wild animals running around. To Achelonit Kaiman of Vuatoshel Uriah, Hayiti Mityareh Shalotit Kayim Vuatoshel Zechariah. I was afraid we'd never see the day of Od Yeshvu Zekenim Zekenot and Yiladim and Yiladot. I thought I'd never see it. Now I'm sure. Achshav Shenit Kaimo. Nevuato shel Uriah, v'yadua shenevuato shel Zechariah mitkayemet. B'loshon hazeh amru lo. This is the closing of our Masechet. Akiva nichamtanu. His mamish, like for a Lag BaOmer, you know, perfect achana. Hadron aloch elu hein halokim v'slikala Masechet Sanhedrin. Hadron aloch Masechet Makot v'adruchalan. Datan alach mesechet makot v'datachalan. Lo nitnashemenach mesechet makot v'lo tidashemenan. I forgot. We have to start over. I forgot Richie. How? Okay. Thank you, Sir Richard. Adran alach mesechet makot v'adachalan. Datan alach mesechet makot v'datachalan. Lo nitnashemenach mesechet makot v'lo tidashemenan. Lo ba'almadein v'lo ba'almadate. Adon alach mesechet makot v'adachalon. Daiton alach mesechet makot v'adachalon. Lo nitnashemenach mesechet makot v'lo tnashemenan. Lo be'almadein v'lo be'almadate. Adon alach mesechet makot v'adachalon. Daiton alach mesechet makot v'adachalon. Lo nitnashemenach mesechet makot v'lo tnashemenan. Lo be'almadein v'lo be'almadate. Yerotzom lefanech adinu Eloheinu velo yavotheinu, shetehe toratecha umunuteinu b'olam hazeh, ote'imanu l'olam haba. Chanina bar papa Rami, bar papa Nachum, bar papa Achoy, bar papa Bamori, bar papa Raphram, bar papa Rochish, bar papa Surcha, bar papa Ada, bar papa Daru, bar papa. Harevnu adinu Eloheinu, et divrei toratecha befinu lefiyot amecho beit Yisrael. V'niyeh kulanu anachnu v'tzeetzeinu v'tzeetzeiko amcho beis Yisrael. Kulanu yode'ei shemecha v'lo medei toratecha l'shmo. Mi'oyevaitecha kemeni mitzvotecha kilu yolami li. Yihin li bi'ifamnim v'chukecha l'man lo evosh. La'olam lo eshkach b'kutecha. Kibom chiyithoni v'aruch atah adunoy l'medeini chukecha. V'odim anachnu l'fanecha adunoy Eloheinu v'lo yavotheinu. Shesanto chalkeinu. מיושבי בית המדרש, ולשמת חוקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בטלים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידים לבאר שחת, אנשי דומים ומרמה, לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בו. ירצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת מכות, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותמיד החכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו. ביטלך, תנחה אותך, בשור בך, תשמור עליך, והקיצוף ההיא תתיכך, כי בי ירבו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימין בימינה, ושמאלה, עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז ועמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, יתקדל ויתקדש מרבו, ויעלמד יהיו עתיד להתחדת, ולערך הימיתי, ולעשור כיתון לחיי עמו, ולמבנה קרת עד ירושלם, ולשחלו לאכול בגבו, ומקר פוחנה נוכרו מן הערה, ולעפוף הפוחנה תשמי, וליאת רבי ימליך קושו בריחו, במלכות זהבי יקרה ויצמח פורקנה ויקרד משיחה, בחייכון וביומכון וחיי דחו בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב ימרו אמן. יהי שמי רבה מברך לעולם וליום ביולמיה, יתברך וישתבח ויתפואר ויתרומם ויתנצה ויתעדר ויתעלה ויתעלול שמי דקודשה בריחו לאלה מנקו ברחבה ושירת הדוש בחטא בנחמת אדם איראן ביעלמה וימרו אמן. על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תמידיהן ועל כל תמידי תמידיהן ועל קומנדי עוסקים ביורייפה דיבי אתרה קדיש עדין ודיב בכל אתר ויתר יהי לו נוכון שלום הרבה חינה וחסדה ורחמין וחיין עריכין בזוני רביכי ופורקנה בן קדום אבוהם דבישמיה ואמרו אמן. יהי שלום הרבה מן שמיה וחיים עולים ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן. ועשה שלום במרימו, ויעשה שלום עלינו, ועל כל ישראל, וימו אמן. סימן די, ומה זאת אביה לנו? אביה ישראל, אמן. מה זאת די, ומה זאת די, וסימן די. יהי לנו.
Perfect for years.
I make a new never is when I make a young.
As I always say, this is Dumbledore's song about Hogwarts at the end. It always sounds perfect like that over Zoom.
Oh, gosh.